Did I steal, cheat, help, or encourage others to steal, or keep stolen goods? Have I made restitution for stolen goods? Did I fulfill my contracts, give or accept bribes, pay my bills and my taxes, rashly gamble or speculate, deprive my family of the necessities of life? Did I tell lies, deliberately to deceive or injure others by my lies? Did I commit perjury? Was I uncharitable in word or deed? Do I gossip or reveal others' faults and sins? Did I fail to keep secrets I should have kept? Did I eat meat on the Fridays of Lent or Ash Wednesday? Did I fulfill my Easter duty? Fail to confess at least once a year? Did I go to Holy Communion in a state of mortal sin? Did I fast for 1 hour from food and drink before receiving the Holy Eucharist? Did I make a bad confession? Did I fail to contribute to the support of the church? Or as one of our friars would say after hearing that, I'm guilty of all of the above. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen. Are there any questions about this examination of conscience here? If you do have them, maybe they're too personal, you can always bring them up in the confessional. Yes? Yes, you may. And do the sisters have a copier? Maybe, sister, you could run off one for maybe everybody. Would anybody else like a copy of this? Yeah, make one for everybody. And you may find a person that you think should examine his or her conscience too and pass it on to them. Okay, that's fine. Just know the hands of the Lord are as wide open as the father of the prodigal son to receive you and me back into his embrace. And on the cross, both hands raised, poised, pierced, to give you, to give me, his absolution. I'd ask you to make the best confession you've ever made in your whole life. Not that you have to go through the whole list and read the question and say, not that one, Father. No. Of course, if it's a big sin, if it's a mortal sin, a grave sin, a serious sin, a grievous sin, they must be confessed. And some people are really confused by the terminology in the catechism, referring to missing Mass on Sunday through your own fault as a grave sin. They're not sure what it is. A grave sin is a grievous sin. It's a big sin. It's a serious sin. It's a mortal sin. It means the same thing. Yes, all mortal sins must be confessed. When it comes to the venial sins, and you're trying to pick out a few, pick out the ones which are most obnoxious to the people that you live with or you work with. Yes, do that. Those that pertain to the personalities of other people. And some of them are very honest. They'll let you know just where you stand before the Lord. And they are saint makers, people like that. Yes, they are. That's good that people can really call you on certain things like that, too.